I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Walgreens has announced plans to install take-back kiosks for prescription drugs at pharmacies around the country and in Connecticut, but the State Department of Consumer Protection says those kiosks aren't likely to appear here anytime soon. Walgreens says the drop boxes would be like those already installed in some police departments in Connecticut. Locked, one-way kiosks where a consumer can, no questions asked, dispose of medications and controlled substances like prescription opioids. But John Gadea, a pharmacist and director of drug control for the State Department of Consumer Protection, says Walgreens can't do this.
You are bringing controlled substances that are from an unauthorized source into a pharmacy, and even though it's waste, there's no mechanism for that currently.
Put simply, Gadea says state law does not allow pharmacists to take back drugs from the general public, and he says Walgreens gave his agency no notice about installing the drop boxes before making their announcement. Across the state, Gadea says there are already prescription drop boxes at more than 60 police departments. Officers can collect leftover pills, including opioids, by treating the drugs as abandoned property, which they are then able to destroy securely in accordance with state and federal law. Gadea says pharmacies like Walgreens can't do that, and he says the idea could also be risky to on-site pharmacists.
You have this pot of drugs there, a basket. I know it's in a box, but still, you wind up with a situation where some pharmacies are open 24 hours, their staffing is minimal. What do you do at that point? If somebody comes in and we don't want to attract more possible crime or people getting hurt.
In an email to WNPR, a Walgreens spokesperson said the company reviewed each state's requirements and will be in contact with Connecticut officials as it continues rolling out drop boxes across the country. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.